Hello, 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 Any Day. Welcome to Any Day Podcast. Speaking with you here today is David Kutcher, speaking right here in Western Australia. First of all, I would like to greet everybody. If it is an evening to you, a day to you, or a night to you. It is Sunday right now here in Australia. First, let me tell everyone that we can go through this virus, the pandemic of coronavirus has affected the world, or it has affected everything that we do. It has affected our lives, the way how we live. It has affected our businesses, the way how we connect all over the world. It has affected our way of learning through our educational classes or campuses. This pandemic has affected our socializing. Now, let me get into this. Take it very seriously, everyone. The coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, has symptoms. And these are the symptoms that you need to hear. These are the symptoms that if you do feel or do find or see anyone with them, you need to stay away. Talk to them in a distance. You have to be apart of 1.5 meters. That should be safe distance to speak with the person far away without being in contact. Now, listen very carefully here. If you do find or you do see a person coughing, this is one of its symptoms, cough. Make sure they see a doctor. Before you actually go and see a doctor, make a call ahead of time to be prepared with where you can be instructed or guided to go to. It might not be a COVID-19, but it is safer that way that people take precaution. So that's one of them, cough. Second one is fever. If you do think that you got a fever just like how you usually do get it, be alert about it. Be alert about it and call your doctor. Don't attend before you make a call ahead of it. To be prepared, to be guided on where to go. Fever, that's one of it. If you see the person or you see someone, make sure they do that. And you do that as well. Third one is headache. Now, if you do find yourself having headache, whether it's kind of like an on and off headache or a migraine, then do please contact your doctor. Follow the same procedures. Contact ahead of time, listen to the instructions, the guide, guidelines of what to do. That's headache. It is a symptom of coronavirus. Fourth one, feeling tired. If you do find yourself feeling like you are tired, still do make a call to see your doctor. Same thing goes as if you see someone. The fourth one is chills. If you kind of feel like you're feeling that chill, or you see someone kind of like feeling that chill, please do let them call the doctor before they get to see them. Same thing to you too. Do contact your doctor. This is a very critical time that we are in right now. It is best being on the safe side than feeling sorry. So that's the fifth one. Chill. Now the sixth is sweat. If you're feeling sweat, or you see someone feel sweat, like they are sweating, or you are sweating, please do follow the same instruction to contact your doctor before you go and see them. That's sixth, sweat. The seventh one is eggs. Whatever way that you feel any aches in your body, if your body is aching, or you see somebody feeling that they have aches over themselves, that they are aching either on their elbow, either on their leg, all those kind of pain, or if they would feel that it is the same backache that they would have, let them call their doctor before they see them. Same to you too, if you were. That's the seventh symptom of coronavirus. The last one, which is the eighth but not least, is difficulty breathing. If you find yourself over the sudden having difficulties breathing, or you see somebody having difficulties breathing, even though if it is someone that who would have a normal difficulty breathing, please do let them contact a doctor, or do contact a doctor before you go and see the doctor, just to be on the safe side. Those are the 8 symptoms of coronavirus. Please take it very seriously. I will repeat it again so that you can hear them all. 1 is cough. 2 is fever. 3 is headache. 4 is tired. 5 is chill. 6 is sweat. 7 is aches. 8 is difficulty breathing. Those are the symptoms of coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. So do take care when you do find this. Now, how can it be prevented? While the globe is fighting this virus in every possible way by trying to stop the spread, which is to protect your hands, to protect your self from others, to protect your objects or anything that would let you get coronavirus. So numbers of these ways to stop it is by covering your nose, when you are sneezing or coughing. This is the way of fighting it, to stop the spread. Stay at home. Stop going to the social places and listen to your health expert. This is a global pandemic. You should hear about this. You should know about this. And you should be alert and stay alert, as this is serious. Wash your hands regularly with soap or sanitize your hands. Keep your house, your cars, whatever that has a frequency place that is being touched, whether it is your remote TV, whether it is your car door or your room doors, knock, do clean them regularly. Do clean them to stop the spread of this coronavirus. When you cough, do flex your arm in to cough into your own arm to stop spreading of COVID-19, as this is a droplet that can be sneezed out, or you can cough it and someone could catch it if they are within less than 1.5 meters distance. Now, if you are found to be having COVID-19 by your GP or your doctor, please do follow to self-isolate yourself. This will be safer for you to keep others safe from catching and spreading over COVID-19. COVID-19 is not safe for older people as well. Do know, those that who are at risk of COVID-19 are those with heart diseases, those with heart failures, those with weak immune system, those that do uses oxygen. Please keep everyone safe and stop the spread of coronavirus. We can overcome this. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Have a good Sunday. Stay safe. God be with you all. Stay safe. No matter where you are, wherever you are. End Day Podcast. We stand in this together. We fight together. We shall overcome it. Stay safe.